nations of the world. In the U.S. alone, at least 2 million people get resistance infections every year, and at least 23,000 will die. The CDC has been working with pharmaceutical professionals, government health officials, health insurance companies, and food animal producers to adopt policies that will curtail what is being called one of the greatest threats to public health. I'm John Clemens.
Uber has agreed to pay $148 million and take steps to tighten security data after the ride-hailing company failed for a year to notify drivers that hackers had stolen their personal information. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
With the 2018 midterm elections on the horizon, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked by CBS News if he believes anyone, including the Russians, is trying to hack and affect this year's midterm elections.
The American people should know that the U.S. government is actively engaged in efforts to ensure that the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, the North Koreans, all of those with malintent for America, will not have the capacity to have substantial interference in the American elections. We are diligently working on this, and I'm confident that we can achieve it.
ABC's nightly TV newscast is coming off a very good year. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
ABC World News Tonight with David Muir is the number one evening newscast on broadcast TV for the 2017-18 season, and total viewers averaging more than 8.6 million of them, the newscast's largest average audience since 2004-2005. ABC's evening newscast is now finished ahead of its NBC counterpart for back-to-back seasons and total viewers for the first time in 22 years. Last time it did, the late Peter Jennings was sitting in the ABC anchor seat. Meanwhile, when it comes to Sunday Beltway programs, NBC's Meet the Press with Chuck Todd's the most watched one of them. It's going to post its largest total viewer advantage over ABC's this week in six seasons, and CBS's Face the Nation in seven seasons.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.